on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
So obviously voters go to the polls today. The referendums aren't actually on the front pages of the papers though, which is good news because I'm not allowed to talk about them, but the papers can. But they've decided not to put the referendums on the front page for whatever reason. The main story on the front of the Irish Independent will cheer us all up this morning. Irish electricity bills are €700 higher than the EU average. Ireland maintaining its position as having the most expensive electricity in Europe. Prices here are around two-thirds higher than the EU average. And what that means is that your typical household here is paying €700 a year more despite prices falling in the last year. This is according to the Household Energy Price Index. Dublin and London, the most expensive cities for household customers in Europe, followed by Prague, Berlin and Copenhagen. The front of the Irish Times has an interview with Garda Commissioner Drew Harris in Dubai talking about the Kinahans, and he says the Irish authorities are on a long route march to outflank the Kinahan drug trafficking cartel. But apparently they're facing challenges also encountered but overcome by other European countries. So Drew Harris is in Dubai, where he says key members of the cartel still live there, despite media speculation to the contrary. And he says that the group, the Kinahan group, is worth over €1 billion and is continuing to traffic drugs globally, including to the Irish market and through Ireland, destined for other countries. I mean, obviously, it's all illegality, but it's a remarkable achievement to have a turnover of €1 billion. It's a pity some of these people wouldn't put their efforts and endeavours into legitimate businesses, because obviously they'd be very successful. Now, the US has imposed financial sanctions on seven men at the top of the cartel. Apparently, that has been very effective, but they have not halted their core drug trafficking business, although it has made it much harder to move and conceal the proceeds of drug trafficking. And Drew Harris says that Ireland is learning from colleagues in the UK, the Netherlands, Belgium and Italy, who had also sought to secure extraditions of suspects from the UAE. On the front of the Irish Examiner, if you're looking to stay up partying all night, it ain't going to happen this summer, it seems. Plans to allow nightclubs and late bars to remain open until 6 a.m. this summer will not happen. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says that despite pressing Minister Helen McEntee, the Justice Minister, to progress the laws, it still hasn't happened. And he says, I don't know if it'll be done by the summer. It's legislation I'd like to see enacted as soon as possible. But as Minister McEntee pointed out, she's many priorities and more important priorities than opening nightclubs late, perhaps. But she is working on it. So reading between the lines, looks like it ain't going to happen this summer, it would seem. The Irish Daily Mail, breakthrough moment on assisted dying. Right to Die campaigners hailed an historic breakthrough yesterday after politicians backed legislation for assisted dying. We heard a lot about this here on News Talk yesterday. The Oireachtas Committee on Assisted Dying recommending by a majority that Ireland should allow euthanasia and assisted suicide for those with terminal and neurological conditions who have months to live. The Irish Daily Star, Saoirse was the best of who we are. And the Irish Daily Mirror, Saoirse was Ireland's daughter. Ryan Tuberty led tributes. Well, I'd say the president is the one who led the tributes now rather than Ryan Tuberty, but he did pay tribute, a very special tribute, to Saoirse Ruan yesterday. He said she was Ireland's daughter. Her family confirmed that the 12-year-old who touched the nation's hearts in 2020's toy show died after a long cancer battle. And Ryan Tuberty said she was everything we should and could be. That's the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. As we say, others, including the president, also paying tribute to Saoirse Ruan, who really did capture the heart of the nation. And so many people devastated to hear that news yesterday. Elsewhere there inside the papers, the Irish Times has a story about gonorrhea. They don't normally write about gonorrhea, but this is a big report. Ireland has the highest rate of gonorrhea infection of 30 European countries. So something going seriously wrong here with our sexual health. The European Centre for Disease Control says there's been a troubling rise in the most common sexually transmitted diseases across the continent. And across the 30 countries last year, gonorrhea cases rose by 48% year on year. syphilis cases are up 34% and chlamydia cases are up 16%, and a record 3,812 cases of gonorrhea were reported in Ireland in 2022, and that's up 60% on 2018. And people can suffer infertility and pain if that's left untreated. But a lot of people with gonorrhea don't know that they have it because they don't have the symptoms. So you can read more about that in the Irish Times. On to lighter news in the Mail. Everyone loves a good gossip, don't they? Well, apparently, if you gossip, you're jealous. So the Mail tells us that we all enjoy chatting about the latest rumour we've heard, but a Chinese study suggests that women who gossip are driven by jealousy and low self-esteem. And I suppose when you think about it, people gossiping, maybe they are a bit jealous of what someone else is up to. Researchers asked 190 women aged between 23 to 35 to rate their own physical attractiveness and self-esteem. And then they said that they looked at pictures of women and they were asked to rate their likelihood of sharing negative information with them or about them. And the analysis revealed participants were more likely to report feeling jealous if the woman was attractive, which was linked to increasing chances of gossiping about her. So that's what gossips are. They're just a bit jealous and not worried about their own lives, worried about other people's lives. Obviously, the Oscars on this Sunday night and Big Irish Hopes. The Times of London says that Cillian Murphy could be about to become the man with the golden statuette, but rumours that Cillian Murphy is in line to become the next James Bond could be bad intelligence. So the Times says that Murphy looks set to win Best Actor from Oppenheimer at the Oscars on Sunday, and the actor has become the bookies' favourite to take over the James Bond role. I think he's too big for 007. It's usually kind of obscure-ish actors. I mean, I'm not sure that Daniel Craig was a household name before he got James Bond. A spokesperson for the James Bond International Fan Club has said the rumours are as misguided as Murphy's casting would be. They haven't auditioned anyone yet, apparently, but they do say that Cillian Murphy, at 47, is actually too old to be James Bond and too famous to be James Bond. Staying with the movies, The Telegraph tells us that Adam Sandler has become Hollywood's highest paid actor. Now, I would have said I haven't seen Adam Sandler and anything in ages, but apparently it's all thanks to his deal with Netflix. So he made $73 million last year, according to Forbes magazine. Murder Mystery 2, in which he starred opposite Jennifer Aniston, was one of Netflix's biggest comedy hits. Haven't seen it. Obviously, it's incredible if so many people are watching it. Usually, your top Hollywood earners are dominated by stars of cinema, but now it's all about Netflix. Anyway, Tinseltown's top 10. Number one is Adam Sandler, followed by Margot Robbie, then Tom Cruise, then Ryan Gosling, Matt Damon, Jennifer Aniston, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jason Statham, again, someone I haven't seen in years, Ben Affleck and Denzel Washington. That is the list of the top earners in Hollywood. Elsewhere, staying with entertainment, we'll go to the music scene now, because The Telegraph has an interesting story, and you'd wonder about the level of education of some people in the UK. One in five Britons is unaware that the Beatles came from Liverpool. So this is a big survey into the nation's knowledge of music history. Two in five don't know that Oasis hail from Manchester, and more than half have no idea that the British punk scene originated in London. The survey was carried out by National Rail, and the survey looked at some of the music gems around the UK. They were asked in the survey, where was the band Queen formed? Also, where was Elton John born? Where was Olivia Newton-John born? Where was Kate Bush born? Where was The Cure formed? Where were the Spice Girls formed? And where were the Moody Blues formed? And unfortunately, the results weren't great. So there's a little quiz in The Telegraph if you want to test yourself on your music knowledge. And finally, back home from the Star, Father Ted has been voted Ireland's top rated series. This is according to a Betfair survey. It's been named as the nation's favourite TV show, of course taken on by Channel 4, so made in Ireland with Irish people, but not shown first by Irish broadcasters. It was Channel 4. 30 years on from the first episode, Father Ted has proved its timeless charm by taking the top spot. Also in the list, Bad Sisters, Normal People and Catastrophe. And we also have in the top 10, Extraordinary, not sure what that is. Mrs. Brown's Boys is in sixth position, followed by This Way Up, Holding and The Clinic. Oh yeah, I really enjoyed The Clinic back in the day. So they are our favourite Irish TV shows. Read more about that in The Star. Now those are the stories making the headlines.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.